To Godhead, text 22. Tam Krishna Pada Bhine Vishta Chetasam Badhanjalim Prashraya Namrakandharam Sunanda Nanda Vupasritya Sammitam Prat Yuchatu Pushkara Nabhasamata Tam Krishna Pada Pinivichta Chetasam Badhanjalim Prashraya Namrakandharam Sunanda Nanda Vupasritya Samsmitam Pratyuchatu Pushkara Nabha Samatau Tam Krishna Pada Bhini Vishta Chetasam Badhanjalim Prashraya Namrakandharam Sunanda Nanda Vupasritya Samsmitam Pratyuchatu Pushkara Nabha Samatau Word for word equivalents. Tam, him, Krishna, of Lord Krishna. Pada of the lotus feet, Abhinivishta, absorbed in thought, Chetasam, whose heart, Badha Anjalim, with folded hands, Prashraya, very humbly, Namra, bowed, Gandharam, whose neck, Sunanda, Sunanda, Nandau, and Nanda, Upashrita, approaching, Sasmitam, smiling, Pratyuchatu, address, Pushkaranabha, of Lord Vishnu who has a lotus navel, Sammatau, confidential servants. Translation. Dhruva Maharaj was always absorbed in thinking of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. His heart was full with Krishna. When the two confidential servants of the Supreme Lord, who were named Nanda and Sunanda, approached him, smiling happily, Dhruva stood with folded hands, bowing humbly. They then addressed him as follows. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the word Pushkaranabha Sammatau is significant. Krishna, or Lord Vishnu, who is known for his lotus eyes, lotus navel, lotus feet, and lotus palms. Here he is described as Pushkaranabha, which means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has a lotus navel. And Sammatau means two confidential or very obedient servants. The materialistic way of life differs from the spiritual way of life in that one is disobedience and the other is obedience to the will of the Supreme Lord. All living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and they are supposed to be always agreeable to the order of the Supreme Person. That is perfect oneness. In the Vaikuntha world, all the living entities are in oneness with the Supreme Godhead because they never defy His orders. Here in the material world, however, they are not sammata, agreeable, but always asammata, disagreeable. This human form of life is a chance to be trained to be agreeable to the orders of the Supreme Lord. To bring about this training in society is the mission of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the laws of material nature are very strict. No one can overcome the stringent laws of material nature, but one who becomes a surrendered soul and agrees to the order of the Supreme Lord can easily overcome these stringent laws. The example of Dhruva Maharaj is very fitting. Simply by becoming agreeable to the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and by developing love of Godhead, Dhruva got the chance to personally meet the confidential servants of Lord Vishnu face to face. What was possible for Dhruva Maharaj is possible for everyone. Anyone who very seriously engages in devotional service can obtain in due course of time the same perfection of the human form of life. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Tadati Shvapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uttapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhobhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tam Krishna Pada Bhinivishta Chetasam Badhanjalim Prashraya Namra Kantaram Sunanda Nanda Upasritya Samsasmitam Pratyuchatu Pushkara Nava Sammatau. Nanda and Sunanda, the Vishnu Dutas, are now going to speak to Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva, being a pure devotee of the Lord, is respectfully greeting them by offering his Badhanjalim, his folded hands, in a gesture of respect. We also know this gesture as the Pranam Mudra. He's offering his humble obeisances by doing this. Dhruva's heart was full with Krishna consciousness. In the previous verse, he was puzzled. He didn't know how to properly receive the Vishnu Dutas. And so he simply folded his hands and chanted and glorified the holy names of the Lord. Generally, a devotee is expert at engaging in devotional service just according to the desires of the master. He finds by hearing regularly that he knows exactly what the desire of the master is, and he dedicates his life to fulfilling the orders of the spiritual master. This is perfect shelter from lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, illusion, madness, because it's subjugating our will to the will of Krishna, who is our true well-wisher. Expertise in service means that the devotee does the service that is required. He does the service which pleases the master without being asked also. He simply does it intuitively, or by regular hearing from the spiritual master. He knows what needs to be done without even asking. This is first-class service. It begins with shravanam, hearing properly. But in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, due to being face-to-face with the Vishnu Dutas, who have four arms and a body of bodily luster and ornaments, just like Lord Vishnu, in other words, having being face-to-face with persons who have obtained sarupya siddhi, he was bewildered, naturally. And bewildered means he was at a loss of what I can do. Just imagine if you see someone who's all powerful, who's all beautiful, what can you do for him? Actually, you can't do anything for him. So Dhruva was very bewildered by this situation, and he simply took shelter of the holy names. This is especially recommended in the age of Kali Yuga, but it's interesting to note that back in Satyayuga, when Dhruva Maharaj was there, he was also taking full shelter of the holy names. So whenever we encounter the confidential servants of the Lord, first thing we should do is try to serve them according to their mission, which is just the same mission as Srila Prabhupada. If we can try to spread this Krishna consciousness movement by becoming fully Krishna conscious ourselves, studying Prabhupada's books very scrutinizingly, distributing Prabhupada's books, chanting the holy names, holding festivals where dancing and feasting go on, then our life is perfect. There's no need for us to go here and there. We can have Vrindavan right here. And it's not just, Vrindavan isn't a city or a village with a population of one. No. Vrindavan means there must be a community of devotees. So we have to preach if we want Vrindavan consciousness. Everyone glorifies Krishna in Vrindavan. So when Dhruva was encountering these denizens of the spiritual world, he naturally glorified Krishna by chanting the holy names and offering his humble respects to these servants of Krishna. This is another beautiful point, that we don't just approach Krishna directly, but we approach Krishna by his servants. Nanda and Sunanda. So that's the first thing, is we try to please the confidential servants of the Lord as far as possible by following very strictly in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, by following his instructions that he set up as the founder acharya for ISKCON. But if somehow or other we become bewildered, we should take shelter of the holy names. Because even if we're not very expert, then at least if we take shelter of the holy names, we're putting ourselves at the lotus feet of the holy names and saying, please engage me in your devotional service. In that state, then we'll be trained nicely how to become sammata, how to become agreeable to the will of the Lord. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tapvadarshina. Then we render service, we hear from the spiritual master, we inquire from him submissively, and then we render service to him. In that way, we can again learn what is the desire of the spiritual master, and we can engage in his devotional service also. So we want to become expert, not for sense gratification, not for pride or for showing off, but because that will allow us to help Krishna fulfill his will in this world. And he wants us to help. He can do everything by himself, but it's his desire that we will take the credit. So we have to become expert to please Krishna. He's very happy if he sees that we're trying to be his instrument. And we can become the instrument of Krishna by fulfilling the will of the spiritual master, by being the instrument of Krishna's instrument. Das, das, anudas. The Lord's navel is described here as Pushkara, lotus navel. And these confidential servants are Pushkara Nabha Sammatal. They are completely agreeable to the will of Pushkara Nabha, the Supreme Lord, whose lotus navel is glorified. Srila Prabhupada quotes in the verse, he refers, I should say, to a verse in Bhagavad Gita, Daibihyesha Gunamayi Mamamaya Taratyaya Mam Evaye Prapadyante Mayam Etam Tarantite. It's very difficult to overcome the illusory energy of Krishna. It's so powerful that Krishna describes it as Daivi, that it is divine nature. This material nature is so powerful because Maya Devi is Krishna's servant, pure devotee. And her service, although it's a thankless task, is being executed under with full surrender to Krishna. But even though she's so powerful, Mama Maya Duratyaya, very difficult to overcome Krishna's Maya. Mam Eva Ye Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. One can easily cross beyond the influence of Maya by surrendering to Krishna. So again, we're being trained in this human form of life to become agreeable to the will of Krishna. Then we'll get out of this material world, which is simply meant for people who are some asamatha. Outside of the community of devotees, of spiritually dedicated persons, you can see everyone is focused on getting top position for themselves. But actually, Krishna has the top position. So the devotee tries to take the position of servant, hearing nicely what is desired of the master, and then fully dedicating as much as we can, sacrificing our desires for eating, desires for sleeping, our personal aesthetic choices, what we find beautiful, our curiosities, our scholarly pursuits, giving all that up when required, being willing to sacrifice anything to please the Lord by serving His servants. Practically, no one would be spontaneously attracted without being a devotee. No one would be spontaneously attracted to distributing books. But because we know that that's what pleases the spiritual master, then we subjugate our desires to please him. No one would be spontaneously interested, unless they're a devotee, to sit down and just be fully attentive to the needs of another devotee and try to help them to overcome whatever difficulties they're going through. Rather, everyone tries to take advantage of the difficult position of someone else, or they're envious because they have a difficult position and they're trying to cheat the person who is in a superior position. Or if there's some equal person who's going through the exact same situation, they try to show off. Impress them. But a devotee tries to serve the person who's in a superior position, tries to hear from him regularly and render service to him. With the person who's on the same level, he tries to make relationship, friendly relationship based on loving exchanges given by Rupa Goswami and Nectar of Instruction. And he's very kind and compassionate to share Krishna consciousness with those who are not yet exposed to Krishna consciousness by finding out what's relevant to that person and then presenting how Krishna fulfills their desires. Someone's an artist out there, some innocent person's an artist, and explain the artistic culture is very central to devotional service, and that there's full opportunity for him to plug in his skill set and his interests in the service of the Lord. Krishna himself is the supreme artist. This whole universe is art. Or someone's a mathematician or an accountant, and we can explain that there's perfect utilization of his analytical prowess in the service of the Lord's movement also. We have unlimited need for proper accounting also. There's everything. Every person in this world has a valuable service to offer Krishna, and we have to be there to facilitate them serving Krishna. And this is the perfection of our life, is to help others to serve Krishna. And that's our service. Of course, we have some basic requirements that we must also fulfill for personal sadhana, following regulative principles, chanting minimum of 16 rounds, rising early, and so on. That's going to bring us to the mode of goodness so that we can serve others and assist them in serving Krishna, becoming the servant of the most inexperienced person. It will gradually make us become humble. If we are strictly following our sadhana, we're in the mode of goodness, then when we put ourselves in this position of serving everyone we can, then by the virtue of the knowledge that comes from mode of goodness, we'll become humble. My God, I'm just trying to get purified from all my anarthas, and this person is giving me the opportunity to get purified by sharing Krishna consciousness with them. Then whatever idiosyncrasies are there in that person, or more importantly, whatever idiosyncrasies are there in me, can be put in their place, cut down to size, in the face of the greater task of being Krishna conscious and assisting others in reviving their dormant Krishna consciousness. And this is true friendship. Krishna suhridam sarvabhutanam, and a pure devotee is also suhridam sarvabhutanam. And we're very far from pure, but we can also assist the pure devotee in his mission of compassion, then we're also acting in the capacity of compassion, even though we're so full of faults. This is samatha. This is being agreeable. Even if we're not fully agreeable in ourselves, because our work is agreeable, because we strictly follow according to our capacity, we do our level best, then our work is agreeable, and it's as good as perfect. Whatever our level of expertise, if we just keep trying, then tesham shatata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam, Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. The Lord from within our heart will give us the understanding by which we can come to him. And that will generally manifest as intelligence and expertise in some facets of devotional service. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.